Red Line.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko paid a visit to Brussels in a fresh effort to convince European Union not to backtrack from its sanctions policy on Russia and to negotiate with a free regime for Ukraine. However, Mr. Poroshenko's calls remained largely unnoticed, as European leaders hardly found time to meet Ukrainian leader. And this is what we are going to discuss in our third section, Man in the News. Shortly before his visit to Brussels to meet top EU officials, President Poroshenko responded to Brexit results by making a comment on a Facebook in which he downplayed the growing influence of Eurosceptics and voiced his confidence in the European Union integration project. However, the true motive of Poroshenko's appeal was summarized in the wrap-up comment, which described Russia, let me quote, aggressor and called on the extension of EU sanctions against Moscow. However, as it turned out, Mr. Poroshenko's visit to Brussels was short on substance, as European leaders were preoccupied with their own Brexit agenda and hardly found time to meet a Ukrainian leader. So let us discuss it in more detail with our studio guests. We have two distinguished pundits, Mr. Vladimir Sotnikov, Director, Center for Strategic Studies and Analysis, Russia East-West, and Mr. Sergei Utkin, Head of Department of Strategic Assessment, Center for Situation Analysis, Russian Academy of Sciences. Mr. Utkin, let me start with you. It's quite clear that the whole story with Brexit came as a political earthquake, and probably it overshadowed the whole idea of Ukraine's integration with EU. To what extent you think this can jeopardize already troubled process of Ukraine's integration?
Ukraine is definitely not a priority at the point for the European Union. Mm-hmm. They have lots of other troubles, Brexit being not the only of them. But on the other hand, I don't think that we can expect any major change of EU policies towards Ukraine. In the end, no one was speaking on the record about Ukraine membership in the EU, apart from Ukrainian politicians themselves who argued that this shall be an option. Most of the EU politicians were saying, yes, we have to establish closer ties. The association agreement, which is already in force, although there are some issues with ratification by the Netherlands, it should be a mechanism for Ukraine to get closer to the EU. And there is a lot of technical work related to this association agreement. So whatever the success or failure of Poroshenko's single visit to Brussels is, he still may be happy with the fact that most of the EU bureaucracy will keep working with Ukraine and will help it to establish better practices in various fields of government and economic regulations.
Mr. Sotnikov, probably you've seen that this visit of Mr. Poroshenko to Brussels came as a cold shower to him because European leaders were late for the meetings, they were rescheduled. There was a lot of talk about EU-Ukraine summit, mini-summit, which would be held within the EU summit, but it was restricted to some, not protocol meetings, but still, this is what obviously not Kyiv expected. At the same time, I've noticed that President Poroshenko tried even just to somehow to capitalize on the Brexit problem. He said that, look, there are countries like Britain, but they can be also successful, new successful European integration project. This is his words. And another quote from him, Ukraine can become such a project. Don't you think this is too over-optimistic?
You know, I had a feeling that this rush to European Union capitals by Mr. Poroshenko himself was again that the fact that was evidenced that Poroshenko is running out of time. You know, his political career is at stake, actually, you know, because if there will be no any specific results reached within the framework of Minsk group and Minsk process. So I think that and with the internal political turmoil, even in the government, Mr. Poroshenko, mm-hmm. I think that he will very soon should face the situation and he would have to decide what to do next and whether he will be a president himself for some time in the future.
Red Line.
Gentlemen, we have another guest on the line. This is Mr. Alex Bratevsky, a political commentator with Gazeta.ru, a person who was covering the whole story of the whole saga of Ukrainian Maidan from the very start. Mr. Bratevsky, do you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Shulgin, I'm here with you, actually.
Great.
Yes, I heard your discussion about President Poroshenko.
Yes, let me ask you a straightforward question. Do you have a feeling that probably that was the most awkward visit of President Poroshenko to Brussels in the whole history of this Ukrainian integration project with Europe?
Yes, I understand. You know, yes, of course. He was very welcomed. You know, a lot of hands were shaken. A lot of promises been made. However, It's a hard time because of the Brexit and the whole situation in Europe, U.S. election. Everybody are so much distracted from the situation in Ukraine. And sort of Ukraine is sort of left in wing. Actually, being Russian and sort of like seeing you know, being there, seeing that, I actually admire President Poroshenko for a while. I can say something like about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's actually more a King Lear in a very hard circumstances. In a nicer, better Ukraine, let's say Yanukovych Ukraine, a pre-war Ukraine, President Poroshenko could have been a very good challenger, a chocolate maker, pretty nice guy, laid back. You know, he could have been a good president. However, in a nation of war, in a situation where the country is torn down, yeah.
Mr. Bratevsky, but you know that Brussels is famous for its own chocolate, isn't it?
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, okay, go on, please.
And I can also say that, you know, when I was in Crimea and I visited the referendum, and you can say both positive and negative things about this referendum. However, at that time, Mr. Poroshenko was not a president, but he made an attempt to come over and to talk to people in Crimea. And I saw him. Of course, they said, please go away from us. We don't want you. But however, he at least tried. You remember in One Flew Above the Cuckoo Nest, he said, I at least tried, or something like that. So President Poroshenko at least tried to do something. However, yeah, he's a weaker political figure. He doesn't have a lot of support. And I think his time in the office, we might actually regret him very well. We will have a much worse figure. The worst figure now on Ukrainian stage.
Red line. Mr. Bratevsky, Mr. Utkin wants to respond to your comment. Please stay with us, Mr. Utkin. Yeah.
Yes.
I actually agree with what has been said. He's indeed a remarkable personality with some entrepreneurial talent.
Entrepreneurship.
That could be of better use in some other political circumstances. Unfortunately, we face the situation when he is indeed in a deep internal political trouble, and a few politicians are able to mend their internal political troubles with foreign policy success. Many try to do that, but if people don't see improvement in their everyday life, they don't buy foreign policy success as a substitution for that.
Mr. Utkin, can you clarify one practical issue which was one of the key on the agenda of Mr. Poroshenko's visit to Brussels? This is the question of the abolition of the visa regime with the Schengen countries for Ukrainian citizens. I was trying to understand what Poroshenko was saying, and it seems that he made some conflicting comments. Look, I'm quoting, "I see no difficulties. There are objective difficulties caused by Brexit, but they will lead only to postponement for days, perhaps weeks." That's a sort of a vague language. I don't quite understand, you see. So how they're going to do it, taking into consideration that the parliament's going into summer holidays. So weeks, days, it can again be months. So,
yeah, I think that is intentionally vague, and in the end, it's not just about Brexit. It's the whole issue of migration refugees, which is still a matter of concern for ministries of internal affairs in the EU countries. And when decisions on visa issues are made, the ministers of internal affairs have a say on that. It's not just foreign policy. And that basically means that at least till the end of the year, this issue may still remain on the agenda without a decision being taken. And we can still see that in the coming months, more troubles with migrants will mean that it will be postponed again.
Mr. Bratevsky, do you hear me?
Yes, of course.
Do you agree with what Mr. Utkin says?
Yes, well, I agree. I mean, actually, Sergey and I know each other pretty well, and we agree on a lot of things, but that's a joke. But I would just say, yes, I can also note one thing. This is not connected to Mr. Poroshenko, but connected to Mr. Medvedchuk, for example. I've seen his interview in Novaya Gazeta, and Mr. Medvedchuk might be a very interesting challenger. It's interesting, neither or him or some other people behind him, because he seems to be sort of a reasonable pro-Ukrainian in many ways politician who actually wants to sort of like find some solution between the East and the West, right? And he's kind of like seen as a pro-Moscow candidate, although he's a smart and not like a guy like Yanukovych, right? A former beggar or something like that. Right? Mr. Poroshenko, yes, some challengers are emerging from the other side as well. To challenge Mr. Poroshenko. On certain issues.
Mr. Braterski, I really appreciate your effort to draw parallels between Ukrainian political past and today. But since we are discussing this week summit meeting in Brussels and his visit to EU headquarters, I want to ask another question, Mr. Vladimir Sotnikov.
Right.
Mr. Sotnikov, probably you've seen that Mr. Poroshenko, while in Brussels, he made a statement that EU leadership has praised the efforts of Ukrainian authorities, which are aimed at the implementation of the constitutional reform, anti-corruption legislation, deregulation reform, election of new prosecutor general. But at the same time, there were very few official comments which were made by EU leaders themselves. Why is it that, as if Mr. Poroshenko is speaking, representing the European Union, so don't you find that this is a bit of a sort of a wishful thinking that he wants to interpret that way?
I think so. I think so, Sergey. I think that it's a bit of a wishful thinking because, well, of course, there are some changes, internal changes in the internal politics of Ukraine going on right now, and we see that some reforms are taking place. But you know, I have a feeling, and probably my colleague Sergey Utkin would agree with me, that European Union countries' leaders are very much cautious and very much watchful of the whole situation. What the whole situation in Ukraine would lead to this country. But I like to make one point. I like Mr. Braterski's joke about chocolate maker. But I think I agree with Sergey as well. Also that. Probably Mr. Poroshenko would have a great businessman if he continues with his entrepreneurship attempts and story. Regarding the very complicated internal-external environment which Ukraine is facing right now, I mean, probably the country would have to have another politician to take this country out of the abyss.
Gentlemen, as we are running out of time, let us just make 30-second wrap-up comments. Mr. Utkin, my question to you. Do you think that Ukraine really can emerge as a successful integration project which EU desperately needs in the time of Brexit? 30-second.
There's always a chance. I don't think that any country can be doomed to remain a failed state forever. There is always a chance, but it has to be taken by responsible politicians, and that's the wrap.
And your take, Mr. Sotnikov?
My take is that we will see any more attempts on behalf of Mr. Poroshenko to appeal to the EU countries in the near future.
And I would say that obviously responsible politicians are in demand, but where to find them? That's an increasingly rare breed. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for that lively debate. We'll watch how Ukrainian integration project with EU would evolve. And for the time being, let me thank all our guests, beginning with our studio guests, Mr. Vladimir Sotnikov, Director of the Center for Strategic Studies and Analysis, Russia East to West, Mr. Sergey Utkin, Head of Department of Strategic Assessment, Center for Situation Analysis, Russian Academy of Sciences, and Mr. Alex Braterski, political commentator with Gazeta.ru. And with this, we end this edition of Redline, brought to you by Radio Sputnik. It was presented by me, Sergey Stokhan. Thank you for staying with us. Goodbye and take care.